I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, a lot of people are going to be going out to nice dinner parties or having folks over, and you want to bring something along that's really good during the holidays. When we're talking about red wine, most people think about Cabernet Sauvignon, but we need to push the envelope a little bit.
Yes. When I sat down to do this, we're familiar with the term ABC, which mm-hmm. normally means anything but Chardonnay.
Right.
Except that for this particular one, I went the other way. I went anything but Cabernet.
Okay.
So and I really wanted to choose wines that were not only stylistically or varietally correct, but also I thought would go with the kind of foods that you're typically going to see. So,
right.
So for those moments when you need a really big, brawny red wine, I tried the Wilson 2017 Sonoma Zinfandel. It's about $22. It's a pretty good value. This is 15.6% ABV, and mm-hmm. I only mention that because while this has big fruit-forward characteristics, it's got surprisingly good balance for such a high ABV wine. The Wilson Winery specializes in Zinfandel, and they do a large number of single vineyard designated wines that are very well scored and reported upon. So this is sort of their entry tier. This is great. Classic spicy berry flavor, subtle pepper and oak. And at $22, I thought it was a good value. And
that
this is a nice
good.
Wine.
Yeah.
So there's a producer down in Santa Barbara who's actually been around for a long time. I frankly have not had that many of their wines. Shame on me. It's called Au Bon Climat. And this is their 2017 Santa Barbara Pinot Noir. 13.5%. This was a truly delightful wine. It's much lighter in style than I thought I was going to be getting into,
mm-hmm.
and yet it still has amazing presence and depth. So even though it's lighter in overall texture and weight, it's still really good. Forward aromas of strawberries and cherries over silky fruit with a vibrant acidity. I kind of recall being pleasantly surprised almost every time I took a sip. So
that's nice.
Yeah, it was just great fun. It was $30, so it's not inexpensive, but I thought this is a spectacular wine.
And
we're
talking about Saturday night dinner wines.
Absolutely,
anyway.
Absolutely. Now, I happen to think that for the holidays, Beaujolais is a good choice.
Yes.
But I usually like to step it up a smidge and go to one of the Cru Beaujolais.
Right.
So from a property called Chateau Gaillard, the 2017 Morgon, which is 13% ABV. This is going to be deep garnet. Again, the fruit here is Gamay, so I guess anything but Cab. Classic Gamay fruit, which has sort of a racy acidity and shows bright berry fruits. And because this is a Cru, you've got a little more mid-palate and body in there than you would on a standard mm-hmm. Beaujolais. Now, something that I stumbled across that I thought was just a terrific wine and a great value was the 2015 Grand Clos Priorat called Les Mines. This is just a really wonderful forward round nose of dark fruit and tobacco with a dark chocolate hint in the background. It's a blend of 50% Grenache, 25% Carignan, and 25% Merlot. So there's a little bow in sort of the Cabernet direction, but not much.
Not much.
Full-bodied, well-rounded, long-finished, $20.
And age-worthy, I would think.
It's already got 4 years on it, but age-worthy.
That's really, really
so
nice.
So I thought it was a pretty good deal.
Well, we're going to put these on the website so you can check them out and maybe even go shopping. It's a lot of fun. Great ideas for great dinners. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.